Welcome to Power of the Word Ministry, a radio broadcast from the Good Hope Baptist Church family in Patterson, Louisiana, where Pastor Patrick T.R. Jones serves as shepherd of the house. Join us Sundays at 7:45 for worship, 9 to 10:15 for Sunday school and breakfast afterward, and again at 11 a.m. for worship at our sanctuary at 908 Washington Street in Patterson. Every second Sunday is Communion Sunday. Children's Church is every third Sunday, and Mission Sunday is every fourth Sunday. Also, Mission Fellowship is on Mondays at 5 p.m. Also, meet us here on Wednesdays for Bible study, beginning with prayer from 5:30 until 6, and Bible study from 6 until 7. But now, however, it's time for the Word. Here is Pastor Patrick Jones with this week's message.
Bibles, turn with me to the book of John chapter 1. There's a couple of scriptures I want to give to you. I'm going to be honest with you, we was in Colossians chapter 3, and I just want to read it, but go to John chapter 1. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in words or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." That's why we wanted to go. But God say, I need you to go back to 1 John chapter 1.
Amen.
And the very first five verses says, "In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. The grass withered, the flowers fade. The word of the Lord should stand forever." Thank you, usher. Dear God, we ask that you move Patrick out of the way. Let him see here none of me. That your Holy Spirit have full control. That even the youngest mind will comprehend, oh God, what you're saying to the church in this hour. We thank you now for salvation. We thank you for deliverance.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, oh God, for healing.
Yeah.
We thank you for salvation.
Yeah.
Thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy.
Yeah.
And thank you for the leading and guiding of your Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
It is in the name of Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.
And all God's people say,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Just for a subject, if I was to give you one, it would be pick a side. Pick a side. And stay on. Pick a side. And stay on. A lot of folks became New Orleans Saints fans. When Dalton Hilliard went to the Saints. At one time, we were playing on Tulane Field before the Superdome was even built. They wore brown paper bags on their heads. Call us the New Orleans Saints. But yet, they were still true to their family. Then in 09, a lot of other folks jumped on the bandwagon because we had won our first Super Bowl. Now, there's a lot of folks that's jumped off the bandwagon because of the current situation. But I, on the other hand, I'm going to be a Saints fan till the day I die. And all I'm trying to say is, I picked the side. And you can talk about me if you want. It doesn't matter. I am with who I'm with.
Amen.
And nothing's going to change my mind. However, when it comes to the Word of God, if you know the Word, then no one can come and try to sway you in other directions. You'll be set and stuck and established because you believe what you believe, and ain't nobody gonna come and change your mind. I don't care how good you make it sound. I don't care how persuasive you are. I know what I know to be true, and that's what I'm sticking with. What you saying, Jones? When I look back, I was sharing this with Brother Brown. I look back when I was a young whoopersnapper. And we could go in other folk yard, and when we played, whatever happened to their children whose yard we were in, we were subject also. In other words, if we misbehaved, it was almost an unwritten law that they had the right to chastise us the way they chastise their children. Because they had love in the neighborhood.
That's right. That's right.
And even though we would go to church on Sunday, some of us remember Reverend Power and Reverend Bennett. And these same preachers were preaching some words that says that in the latter day, the love of many shall wax cold. Well, when I was young, I didn't see that happen. Because all I saw was love from our neighbor. Y'all better get what I'm saying. Can I tone it down? I hear my voice about to go somewhere. And all I'm trying to say today is, they didn't question. Yeah, they had some of them sisters sitting on their porches. On the garage. And you know you spoke. But yet they call your parents to say they passed by and didn't even speak. Now I don't know about you, but if that happened on my grandmother or mama, then watch. We got chastised for not speaking. And so we got to a point that we could be a block away from the porch on the gallery. We'll say, good evening, good evening. Good evening till we pass, and we're still looking back saying, good evening. But yet, I've never seen in my mind or even thought about the love of many waxing cold. Because all I saw was love. If we played in the street, didn't matter who passed, boy, get out of that street before you get hit by a cop. Going somewhere, church. Give me 5 more minutes and I'm going to get to the text. If we was out doing something wrong, boy, stop that, because you know Maud don't play there.
That's right.
Or Alma don't play there. Or whoever you was living with don't play there.
That's right.
It is the parents' duty to teach their children about God. And to protect them from the worldly affairs that the world has to offer. But the only way you're going to be able to teach your children is if the Word is in you and dwelling in you richly. If you don't have the Word, you can't teach the Word. If you don't have the Word, you don't know
the Word.
the word.
Yeah.
Just because it looks godly don't mean it's God.
Yeah.
I'm in the text already.
Amen.
I have a cousin. And most of y'all know that you free. It's my other cousin. And most folks see him either at Circle K or the Exxon. Now some of y'all say, yeah, I know you. And some of y'all say, that boy crazy. Amen.
Amen.
You know you can tell the truth.
Yeah.
And the way he conduct and present himself, he looked like he's great.
Yeah.
Amen. Like that.
Yeah.
We know him. Been here all his life. But now, we'll take a man that looks like a lunatic, and we'll run out to meet him. Because somebody said what he's doing. And he's one to tell you he don't want to offend anybody. But can I just be real? If you teaching and preaching this gospel, B-I-B-L-E, you are bound to offend. Not somebody,
come on.
But many by.
Yeah.
And I have a problem.
Yes.
When you got local churches and local places that you can go and get a word from God and you'll run to somebody you don't even know.
Yes.
Broad is the way that lead it to destruction.
Yes, yeah.
And many find themselves on that road.
Yes.
Narrow is the way that lead it to eternal life.
Right.
And few find.
Yeah.
Pick a side.
Yes.
And stay on.
Amen.
Can I just be real?
Yeah.
Scripture says that if you pray, and you know you've done something wrong, tell God what you know. You don't need somebody, you don't even need me to pray for you.
That's right.
If you're honest with yourself,
that's right.
You can say, Lord, I know I've done wrong. Please forgive me. And he said in his word that he's faithful and just to forgive you of all your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. All I'm trying to do is help us today. The same scriptures that I didn't see coming, I see right now today. Because the love of many has waxed cold. Anytime you taking people's life because of what their words say, and we supposed to live in a country that you have the right to freedom of speech, but yet because I feel like you disrespected me, I can just take your life. Something's wrong with that picture. We've learned how to pray back then, but nobody is praying right now. In the beginning was the Word. Before this world was, He was. And without Him, this world would not be. Because he said everything that was created, he created. So why do I have to run to folk who people say have a relationship with God when I can go to God for myself? He knows everything about me. He made me. He knows all my hiccups, my mess up, my flaws, everything.
you fail to realize is you running and you opening up portals for whatever spirits these people have, and you're depositing them on yourself. That's the danger of running away from God for yourself.
That's right.
Paul describes and says, lay hands suddenly on no man.
Come on.
We run into people we don't even know talking about untouching and drinking. He won't even say in the name of Jesus because he don't want to offend anybody.
That's right.
Okay. Turn with me since you got your Bible to John chapter 14. Tell me when you're there. And I'm about to take my seat, that's the first time. John chapter 14. Let's start at verse number 12. Tell me when you're there.
Amen.
He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father.
Yeah.
I'm coming back to that scripture. Amen. And whatsoever you shall what?
Yes.
Ask in who?
My name.
That will I do. That the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Right.
If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do. Jesus says, whatever you ask God the Father on me, and you seal it within his name is not his name, but his name is Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is his name. And if you are ashamed to say his name, he says in his word, if you be ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father.
That's right. That's right.
The only reason people get offended is because of things they do and they're not ready to let go. But the scripture says, if I pray, I need to seal it or ask it in his name. Not worried about who is going to offend. Because what the word should do is convict if I'm doing wrong. But then it also builds me up to let me know that he has grace and mercy to give those who accept him. But I have to deny myself and follow him. But if I'm not willing to give up self, then I'm going to get offended. Why do you think when people go to church and the preacher talk about adultery, if you commit it, you're going to feel some kind of way? If they talk about fornication, if you're not married but living together, you're going to feel some kind of way. Let's just be real. If they talk about lying and you know you are a habitual liar, you're going to feel some kind. If it says something about drunkenness and you don't just drink to socialize, but you drink to get sloppy drunk, don't even remember the next day, you're going to feel. So any sin that you're in and the preacher preaches not this one, you're going to feel like he's talking about. Betty, can I tell you something? I used to come to church on CFEM Sundays. Christmas, Easter, Mother's Day, and Father's Day. And every time I come, I would sit in the back. This is after I grew up in the church. When I got off on my own, I started going some Sundays because I was doing me. And when I did go, when he started talking about fornication, I say, okay, there he go. When he started talking about drunkenness and smoking weed and all that, there he go. I thought you're supposed to love people. But he loved me enough to tell me that if I don't get it right, I can bust hell wide open. And I would give him the finger, turn up. I didn't those who ain't got nothing to say about my sinful nature.
Yes.
When if it's the Word, who was that in the beginning?
The Word.
Who knows, and it is light. Watch this. The reason folk don't want to hear Jesus because he's the light of men. And light shines in dark places. Light exposes the wrong that you do. They that love the light run to the light. But they that don't like the light will hide from the light. But you have to understand what's done in darkness gonna eventually come to the light. Pick a side and stay on. Choose you this day who you gonna serve. Time is winding up. Back to the scripture. Told you I was coming back when he said, "Verily, verily, I believe." Now, when he said, "And greater works than these shall you do," in verse 14, he's saying at a greater rate, because you got more technology now. And instead of using Facebook and Instagram and all of that to talk about people and post fights and all of that, you ought to be using it to promote Jesus and his loving, saving grace. Save you and the things he's done for you. You have an opportunity to reach more people than he did. So it's on a greater, broad spectrum now, because you not only have your social media, you have the radio, you have television, you have all kind of ways you can reach folk with this gospel. And we'll talk about those that's locally that we do know is doing what God called them to do. And run to folk who look like something wrong with them. But can I tell you what the word say? Offense. Offense means that it is something you are upset about, in layman's term, because it's dealing with something you're trying to do. It's some things that are hidden that folks ain't telling you. Nonprofit organization, they get what? They get donations from people. They get donations from millionaires, billionaires, corporations. And if I could show as many people by me walking that I've been in contact with, that's the more money I raise. That's the hidden agenda. Because he ain't poor. He's worth $15 million. Yeah, do your research. And that's because we don't take time to study.
That's right.
That's just the flat out truth.
That's right. There's talk, no study.
In the beginning was the Word.
Yes.
And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He is his Word. So if it's something I need, I don't need to run to man. I can run to the rock. And the rock is Jesus Christ. He is the Word. Incarnated in human flesh. Came down on earth.
First
John, towards the back of the book, says, try the spirits by the spirit to see whether they be of God. But if you don't have God's spirit, how are you going to try those spirits? And let me just give you a clue. His spirit, he said that they will agree that Jesus is the Son of God. Those spirits will agree that Jesus came in the flesh. That Jesus was crucified. That Jesus was buried. That Jesus was resurrected. and that Jesus now sits at the right hand of God, who's still working on our behalf. He said, that's how you know that they are of God. Yes. But if they disagree, well, you know, I just don't want to offend nobody. He didn't answer the question. Pick a side. And stay on it. You can't keep going here and then here. Because he said, I would that you was either cold or hot. I can't have you in the middle. I can't have you being lukewarm. You're on today and you're off tomorrow. Everyone will give an account.
That's right.
And if I wouldn't tell you, I don't want the blood on my hands as his manservant. When he said, you warn them.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, time is drawing nigh.
Right.
The scriptures are opening up before our very eyes. And we're just moving along like it ain't so.
Right.
I remember a time we ain't never heard. The only crime I remember us having was the stocking man. And one hostage situation. That's all I remember in past. Now, what? You got people coming all out of town. I can't say what I'm about to say. Because that's not scripture. That's me and my feelings.
Amen.
I don't ever want to give you anything from here that's in my field.
Amen.
What I do know is that my heart is heavy to see so many people who've been in church all their life who don't even know him. You just know about him.
Right.
And all he's saying is, I need you to get to know. I've never changed. I've always been there.
Yeah.
All I want you to do is spend time with me. How do you spend time? Get in his word.
Yeah.
Don't just come and ask him for stuff that you want. But listen so he can tell you what he desires for you to do. It's time out, church, for us to just be playing church. Jesus really is on his way back. And the judgment of God begins at the church. I ain't say this building. You who claim to be the church. That's where the judgment starts. I don't know, this is how serious I take it, because I don't know that when I leave this place, I'm going to make it to my destination. That's how serious I am about it. Some folks say, I don't even blame God. I don't want to bother God with all that. When I keep telling y'all, I go to the grocery store, Lord, give me a close place to park. When he say cast all your cares, even the ones you can handle, cast them on him. Because there's somebody who don't want to see you succeed. So even that you can do, acknowledge him in that. So he can even show you, watch this law, watch that block that's set right there. Then he'll show you the wiles of the enemy. Because he is the word, and there's power in the word. Choose a side, ladies and gentlemen. And just stay on. Choose a side. Now, I already know. that some folk will go back and talk about me. It really doesn't matter. It ain't the first time. And it's not going to be the last time. Because what I do know is when you tell the truth, the truth don't always feel good. And because the truth don't feel good, folk want their feathers are ruffled. Folk going to go and try to build their case with folks who would listen. But now, if someone will come to you with it, the first thing I would do is say, well, what does the word say? See, let's shut that down. Because if you're in violation of the word, you ain't mad at him. You're really mad at God. And I'm just giving you what God's word says. Young man at a gas station in Lafayette. Not even 30 years old. I don't even know if he have children. And what y'all don't understand is this is how the enemy is trying to constantly take out. Yes. A lot of us made it on our grandparents' faith. Because David was sure. What did he say? I was young. Now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken. Yes. No, his seed begging bread. A lot of us are still here because of grandmama's faith. But now that grandmama is gone, what about your faith? What about your children and your children's children? Are you going to pray for them or are you still being self-centered about what you want? When will your faith grow and develop the way their faith was? Well, I trust God even though I don't understand. I trust God even though I can't see it. If his word said it, that's it. I don't want to say what I think he believes. I want to say what he believes. Choose a side. Pick a side. And say that. That's all I'm saying.
You've been listening to The Power of the Word, a radio ministry from the Good Hope Baptist Church of Patterson, where Patrick T.R. Jones is the pastor. Please join us again next week at this same time. Also look for a copy of this message on the KBZE Facebook pages for later study. Thank you.